chimney on her.
What?
She's gonna look like with a chimney on her.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 275, and I am CheapyD here in Tokyo, Japan, and welcome back, Wombat.
Thank you. It's nice to be here. Home again.
Yes. I want to hear all about your trip to Walt Disneyland.
Walt Disney World. It was only a day at Disney World, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
But first, we have to say hi to Shipwreck, because sometimes we take too long to say hi to Shipwreck.
Hello.
Today will not be one of those days.
You said hi to me. Let's hear about Disney World.
Yes.
I will tell you about Disney World. So, you know, the day we flew, it was that Tuesday. Everything was fine. The kids were happy. They were really good on the plane. Can't complain about that. We, land. We get to the hotel. We stayed at the Wilderness Lodge.
Go back a minute. You landed?
Yeah, we landed. If you've never been to, we stayed in one of the villas at the Wilderness Lodge with my in-laws. For those who don't know what they look, they're basically hotel suites with two bedrooms and a common room area. Mm-hmm. It has a full kitchen with a washer and dryer. It's pretty insane.
Is this a Disney-owned hotel?
Yeah, this is a Disney-owned hotel. It's on the property.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So the next day we had reservations for the Crystal Palace, which is the character breakfast. Mm-hmm. So we get to the park at 7:45.
Yeah.
In the morning. Yeah. Early morning. Everyone's fine and happy. We sit down. Everyone's still pretty happy, but Sabrina's getting a little grumpy. Hmm. She's happy to see Winnie the Pooh. She's not as happy to see Eeyore. By the time Piglet came to our table, she's fast asleep. In her chair.
That's about the same way I react to those characters.
She fell asleep at breakfast?
Yes.
That's solid.
Well, I picked her up, and you could fry an egg on her back. That's how
warm
she was.
Oh, God.
I took her to there's a first aid at Disney, and I take her in there, and they take her temperature. She had 103.
Oh, God.
So they
then they refunded your ticket price.
No, it doesn't work that way at Disney. I gave her some Motrin. They gave us Motrin that we could to give her, some children's Motrin. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, it takes about a half hour to kick in. We'll give it a half hour to an hour, and we'll see how she's doing. So we went, we went on the Snow White ride, and then we went on the Peter Pan ride. And halfway through Peter Pan, she started to pick up a little bit.
Oh.
And then by the time we were done with It's a Small World, she was pretty much herself again.
Oh.
We went back to the first aid at noon, and her temperature dropped down to 100, which is normal.
Oh, all right.
So she was fine, and then by about 4 o'clock, it had plummeted again. Where she was,
and then she had a 92 temperature.
No, I mean, well, it went back up to 101.5.
Oh.
Which is still a fever, but she kept saying, "One more ride, Daddy, one more ride."
But she didn't throw up anyway.
No, so she didn't throw up. She was just very sleepy. And and that was the one day we were at Disney World. By the next day, she was fine. Actually, by that night, we were getting ready to go to bed. And she's like, "I don't want to go to bed. I'm not sick anymore, Daddy."
Right. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, exactly.
She's not sick anymore, but she just spread her disease to the whole world.
Well, this is what's interesting is that, we had heard from other people that were in the park that day that, their kids got sick at the park that day too. So there was something going around Disney World the one day I'm there. I went there, some baseball games have free glove day or free t-shirt day. I went to Disney on free child disease day.
Free virus.
Free virus day. First 1,000 people get a free virus.
So what souvenirs did you buy?
Sabrina got some Tangled figurines. Laura got some earrings and pins. My wife collects the Disney pins, so she got a whole bunch of those. And Elliot got a Donald Duck with a bell in it. It's like a kid, a My First Donald Duck thing.
Both of you guys are such Disney nerds.
Oh, we're huge Disney nerds. I don't hide that. I didn't know that was a secret.
It's not. I just wanted to make sure that everybody else realized that.
I'm not ashamed of that at all. Then we went to the next day, we went to my in-law's house and spent the rest of the time there with, you know, lots of going to the pool and going to the pool.
And Jews.
And Jews. Lots of Jews, lots of going to the pool, lots of riding around in a golf cart.
Was there a brisket made at any point?
No, there was, no. We ate out for dinner every night.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's vacations nice. Are for.
Cool.
Yeah, now I'm back. I did listen to the show last week.
You did?
Uh-huh.
How was it?
You did
a little dry.
You guys did a good job of making a CAGcast.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I think. Well, the comments, I mean, I actually read the comments and people said they liked the show, but they felt that it was missing, you know, the silliness. They thought it was a little dry.
Well, I'm sure we just bored people to death with my tales of Disney, so right.
Get the hell out of here. Go back to Florida.
Basically.
Excellent.
Well, I read a lot of comments also that when I'm not there, you guys jump to games a lot faster.
Oh. All right. Is that good?
I don't see how that's possible. We've only been talking about Disneyland or Disney World for 5 minutes. That seems completely off base.
Talk about a game. All right.
I played a lot of games.
You did?
Yeah, mostly on my phone, but a ton of games.
Oh. No,
people love to hear about those phone games.
I know, they hate that even more.
Yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, yesterday was White Day. Do you guys remember what White Day is?
Isn't that where everyone has to wear all white?
That's Valentine's Day?
Right. It's basically like Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day in Japan is like reverse Valentine's Day in America, where the women buy the men chocolate.
That's right. What'd you get?
Well, no. Well, White Day is when I have to buy, you got to buy your woman chocolate. Or something else. So I was, you know, I was a good husband. I bought the chocolate. And we went out to dinner last night. And we, you know, sit down at the table. The wife says, oh, my boss actually went out and bought chocolate for everybody. And she pulls it out. And the boss bought the exact same box of chocolate that I bought her. I was like, oh, awesome. Now you're getting two of those. But that means
like
I just
Twix,
get to eat one.
Like a Twix. Did you buy a Twix?
No, it's a box of chocolate. Like a nice box of chocolate. I spent like $25 on a box of chocolate.
I spent more than that on chocolate for my wife on Valentine's Day. You should be ashamed of yourself.
My wife doesn't really eat chocolate.
Yeah, that's what you say.
and yet
she's probably right now in her room, in bed, crying, going, eating the chocolate, going, why doesn't he love me?
No,
why doesn't he love me?
She's expecting some jewelry at some point.
Mm, that's why she married a Jew.
Right. Actually, in the card, the White Day card, I said, I hope you enjoy your whitey on this very special White Day.
That's very funny.
And let me tell you something. She did. Hey, now!
I don't get it.
Right. I put my penis inside her.
I don't get
at
it.
At some point. Vagina? Penis and vagina?
Could you be clearer?
Google it, dude. Just Google it.
Okay. Penis right. In vagina.
Right. Let's move on, shall we, to the wonderful world of new releases.
We're going to skip over feedback?
Oh. I didn't. There is none.
There is none. You didn't fill any out here. But, this is your section.
That's because we have contest prizes to give away.
Right. Did you choose the winners?
Yes and no. I have a contest winner for Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
The winner of that is going to be Easper, E-A-S-P-E-R.
Okay.
His constructive criticism, I'm probably in the minority, but I appreciate the shorter shows. The hour and a half episodes are a good length. I'm going to just kind of paraphrase. The show generally has good energy. The banter is what we all love, but nothing kills momentum like ignoring or dismissing what someone has just said. Think about using the term yes and in approach of improv comedy. Tear apart as many multinational corporations as you'd like. To try avoid going off on your own with a theory or down a rabbit hole. Don't dwell on one topic for too long, or else the audience will ignore your good points. I think those are actually some really good points.
All right, then.
And I also...
Good. So he gets Mortal Kombat complete for...
360.
For what? 360, okay.
And I also have a winner of Fighting by Capcom.
Okay. No, it's Capcom.
Capcom, I'm sorry. I did listen to the show. And that winner is going to be Meager.
Oh, nice.
And it was rather rude to put Wombat in charge of picking the game winners from this show. The dude is on vacation, yet you make him come back home to extra homework. Plus, since he wasn't on the show, he'll have no interest in reading these comments. Poor Wombat.
You guys don't know Wombat very well if you don't think he was reading those comments, because he's looking for, boy, we missed Wombat. This show sucked without Wombat.
But you loaded the forum, so it's all meaningless.
What do you mean I loaded it?
People didn't miss me. They just wanted to win a free game.
No, but they did. They did miss me.
I think some people missed me, sure.
Okay, so we don't have a winner for Mass Effect.
No, I just didn't have time for that today.
Okay, so we'll just notify the
winner.
You gave
me fucking homework, you douche face.
I figured you had to pull a winner from last week, so you were in the whole contest winning mood. So.
Whatever. I have another game to give away this week anyway.
What is it?
I have Naruto for the 360.
Aha. Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
How are we giving that away?
I don't know. The loser gets it? I don't
know. Whoever wins Mass Effect gets that too.
Maybe. We'll see. So what are the new releases, Mr. Shipwreck?
There's something for 360 called Naruto.
Never heard of it.
Ultimate Ninja Storm Generations. So you can win that, I guess. Is that the one you got?
That is the one I have. Yeah, you can win that. For the 360, I should be clear.
That also came out for PS3.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have that one to give away, correct?
No, I only have the one. No, only the one. And it'll probably be the last one they send me after what I just said about it.
Only one.
Don't worry, they'll keep sending games to my mom's house. I even wrote the PR guy back because I don't want to see them waste money. So I said, not only do I not live there, but my parents aren't even there anymore. So just send them to Shipwreck, and I gave Shipwreck's address. And of course, we still got fighting.
Well, some games did come to my address.
Oh.
I've been playing some Japanese games here. Tales of Graces F, lowercase f. I don't know what's going on with that title, but I've been playing some of that. That's another game in the Tales RPG series.
That's an 8-4 joint, I believe.
It is. Yeah, they did the translation on it. This is not going to change your mind on Japanese RPGs, but it is a very well-done Japanese RPG, at least what I've played of it so far. It's similar to like Eternal Sonata, or I don't know. It's you run around, you talk to people, and then you go out into the little battle spaces and you run into a monster. Then it cuts to the battle sequence and you press X and square a lot.
And that sounds good.
Yeah, it's fine. The story so far, it's very much one of the characters has amnesia and one of the characters seems destined for something. So it's not really, it doesn't break the mold anywhere, but it's, if you're into this type of game, it's a good game. I'm only about 4 hours in, I think, but, it gets the job done.
Meanwhile, you know how on the CAG Twitter account, at Video Game Deals, you can just type in the name of a game and then it'll spit you back the prices?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody just looked for Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm.
That person That's can crazy. Win the game. All they have to do is something.
It literally just happened while you talked about it. It's crazy. People are listening live right now.
Right. I mean, those games have to sell because they come out like every... There's like one every quarter, just about.
They look pretty good from what I've seen.
I've tried playing some of them before because they've sent some, and every time I'm like, okay, this is going to be the one I review. This is going to do it. And then I play like the first level or about an hour of it, and I just have no affinity for that universe, so it just feels like a game for a 12-year-old that likes anime.
Right.
And I apologize if you're older than 12 and you like Naruto. That's all fine and well. But it loser. Just does not resonate for me.
You just called somebody a loser. I can't believe it, Chip. That was really rude.
Ah, yeah. It happens to the best of us. I mean, I've also been playing Yakuza Dead Souls, which is, I don't know, that's the fifth game in the Yakuza franchise.
You've played all of them, haven't you?
I've never finished a single Yakuza game, but I've played parts of 1, 2, and 3. I haven't played any of 4 yet, but I have it. This one though is Yakuza with zombies. So instead of just the standard Japanese gangster stuff, now there are zombies thrown in, and it still has all of the really like absurd Japanese stuff in there. So you still go to like the hostess cafes and talk to the girls, and it's just got really wacky scenarios.
Hostess where, bar, by the way.
Oh, sorry. Whatever. Yeah, that's right. Because you could order drinks and everything.
And they can you still play ping pong and like
the? You can still play ping pong. You can throw darts. There's a bunch of like bar game type stuff in there, mm-hmm. and the bars are actually stocked with real like brand name liquor. Like you can order a Jack Daniels, and it's the Jack Daniels bottle. And it tells you like this is a Tennessee whiskey. Sometimes it's confused with a bourbon. And like it's like all this detailed stuff on the liquor. It's like
for relaxing times, make it a Suntory.
I can't remember if that's in there or not. Hmm. It might be. Hmm. I had a Jack Daniels and that was enough for me.
Right.
So there's all that really strange like mini game type stuff in there, and then you go on these side missions and it's like, hey, there's this naked girl that's tweeting that she's lost in the area that's overrun by the zombies. We should go find her. And so you have like all these horny Japanese dudes running around trying to find this naked girl with all these zombies. There's another scene in which it's got kind of like this is all early stuff in the game, so I'm not really spoiling anything. But there's like a almost scream type of moment where there's one guy saying this is what's happening in like all the stereotypes that happen in a horror movie. And so there's this guy, the rich guy that is trying to buy his way out of the situation. There's like this old religious lady that's trying to pray out of the situation. And then there's like this boyfriend and girlfriend, which are named boyfriend and girlfriend in the game. And so
wow, it's amazing if they found each other.
Yeah, they go off. They're all in this like little like safe spot in the game, and those two like go off into another room. And so they're like, oh, they're gonna go do it, because that's what happens. So the zombies are gonna come get them while they're doing it, because that's what happens in a right. zombie.
Could you clarify what doing it is for our audience that may not know?
That is the penis and the vagina thing again.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. There's a theme going on here. I don't know if you've noticed it.
So they go into the other room, and then you go and like eavesdrop on them while they're trying to like get going. So you hear things like, go on, touch it, it won't bite. And are you getting hot down there? It feels like you're getting hot down there.
Another classy Japanese game.
Yeah.
Those are all lines I've used in the past.
But the game itself, like it's got all that weird stuff. The game itself, it's pretty fun. It's an enjoyable like zombie shooting game. The shooting is, you can either like do like a circle strafe type of shooting, or you can do precision shooting, which is more like Resident Evil 4 style, where you can't move and you do the aiming with the left analog stick instead of the right. So that takes a little bit of getting used to, but it's pretty good. The areas, you go back into the areas a lot, and the areas repopulate with the same zombies. So like all the tank zombie will always be there, or the guy that runs up and knocks you down will always be there, or the girl that screams and attracts more zombies will always be there. So it's a little repetitious, but you can kind of blow through the side mission stuff and just go like the main story and not have to do all that. So
less hand-to-hand combat and more.
There you can still do the hand-to-hand combat. Like you can level up your characters. So I have my character leveled up to where he can pick up motorcycles now and swing them around and hit people with them.
He's pretty strong if he can pick up a motorcycle.
Yeah, I've been doing a good job of leveling up. That is the the second level of leveling up your grip. The first one you can like use like baseball bats and stuff like that. The second one you can pick up entire motorcycles and swing them. So,
all right,
it's a kind of a wild game.
It sounds like it.
Yeah,
the reviews for that Naruto game actually aren't that bad. I just want to, as I go back a second, it's got an 85 so far.
That's very good.
That's very good.
And it's not a cheap game. On the Xbox, on Amazon, it's selling for $64.
It's out of stock already. It sounds like a third party, you know?
Maybe. It says buy new. It says in stock, but it doesn't really say who from.
Right. You don't know how to use Amazon. It's okay.
That's okay. Yeah.
Google that. Google how to use Amazon.
Penis vagina.
Penis vagina.
Penis in the vagina. In stock ships from someone else. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. What else we got this week?
That new Silent Hill Downpour game came out for PS3 and 360. I've heard positive things about it. I know we played a little bit of it at E3 and it looked all right to me. But I'm probably going to wait on a price drop on that.
Right.
But I haven't heard bad things about it, really. So
okay.
I don't know what the Metacritic is on that one. Mario Party 9, I've been playing some of that. You're not going to believe it, but that is mini games starring the Mario characters.
Hmm. Whoa, slow down. You're saying it's mini better, games. It's
mini games, yeah. Mini game. That's what it is. It's better than the last one. The last one wasn't very good. This one changes things up slightly, but it's
instead of shaking the remote up and down, you shake it side to side.
There's not many like really motion controlled stuff for the most part.
Oh,
there's a little bit, but it's not like shaking stuff. At least not the I've played two games of it, so I haven't seen all the mini games. But a lot of them are maybe a little bit of tilting, but usually it's like a button pressing and like normal stuff. So it's fine. It's okay. Fine. Shoot Mini Robots came out for Xbox Live Arcade.
Yes. That's the is that the final game of their promotion, or the promotion's over already? The house party?
House party ended last week.
Okay.
So now they can get back to releasing more than one game at a time.
Gotcha.
I played some Shoot Mini Robots at PAX. It seemed like a fun little co-op game. It didn't really like blow my socks off or anything, but seemed fun.
All right.
And there was another Xbox Live Arcade game that came out that was a tower defense style of game.
Pass.
And then for Vita, Ridge Racer came out. I don't have anything to say about that, except it has all that ridiculous free DLC.
It's all DLC. The whole game is DLC.
Yeah. And Reality Fighters came out for Vita as well.
I tried the demo for that. For Reality Fighters. And I like the idea of
what
it.
What is the idea?
That it's a fighting game that it uses the Vita camera to take your picture so you can make your own, or your friend's picture, so you make your own fighter with it. And then you can even, it uses like augmented reality. So the backgrounds that you fight in is basically just like, like your living room or whatever the camera is looking at.
The bathroom.
The bathroom, right. Yeah, exactly.
The public restroom.
My knees.
Right. You can fight right on your knees. This is great.
The weird thing about it is, and I like all that. I like the whole concept behind that because, I don't know, it seems like fun taking pictures of your friends and whatever. It made me motion sick though, because the way that, I guess though, I don't know, the whole game is very shaky because of it's using the camera for the background, I guess. And I'm not somebody who gets motion sick ever. And I had to stop playing it because I don't know, it was making me dizzy. So I don't know.
There's no way to turn off the augmented reality backgrounds?
I'm not sure. I'm not really sure. Okay. It was just a demo. By the way, Ridge Racer has a 43 on Metacritic right now, which is pretty bad. And Reality Fighters has a 55.
That's also pretty bad.
I would buy, you know what? If both of those games were $10, I would buy them. But there's no way I'm spending, full price for those.
They're like $25 each or something around there, right?
I don't think so. Is Reality Fighters a $30 game?
But would you spend $65 on a Naruto game?
No. No, you're right. Reality Fighters is $30. Ridge Racers, I think, was full price here. I'm not sure.
There are 70 people playing nearby on my Vita right now.
I don't believe that for a second. Which
one? I don't know what it means. Like, if anybody can explain how near works in the show comments, maybe that's who wins Naruto, or they can win something.
Yeah, if someone can explain how, you know, 11 people are using Netflix near me when Netflix is not available here, and they would have to be using, you know, some sort of VPN service, and, you know, that's more than people are playing Uncharted here. So I don't know how that's possible. If someone can explain how that's possible, that would be good.
That, and we're not ripping on it. Nier seems very cool. I just don't know what it's doing.
Right. I don't know where it's getting its information from, but I know it can't be right.
Silent Hill has a 67 on Metacritic right now. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Well, Journey came out officially for everybody.
Yes, for the unwashed masses who haven't sprung for PlayStation Plus.
That would
Wombat,
be me.
Have you tried that?
I haven't. I played it once at an event about a year ago. Does that count?
Maybe.
Not really.
Do you know that the game is an hour and a half long?
I listened to the show and heard you guys talk about it. Forgot.
Right. Does that bother you? I forget what your stance is on the price versus length argument.
I think that it's a... Well, I do agree with you that it's a very subjective term. Do I think $15 for an hour and a half is... I think that's a bit much. I mean, you know,
you better play it before you maybe...
But again, exactly. I haven't played it yet, but...
Yeah.
I listened to you talk about how if you want to show someone that a game is art, this is the game to play.
Right.
Yeah, and I wanted to reach through my my iPhone and slap you and say, what kind of pretentious bullshit is that?
What do you mean? Why? Why is that a bad statement to make?
Because who cares? Who cares if a game is art or not? Why do you have to... I thought we were past that argument. Welcome to 4 years ago.
I don't know. I mean, like, I would tell my dad to buy that game. Because I think he would appreciate the beauty of it.
You see, you know what that means to me? That's like saying, the game's really boring. I would tell my dad to buy it because it looks pretty.
No, that doesn't mean that at all. No, I really recommend
it. I'm just saying you're not selling it to me.
Oh, to you. Well, you just don't like me.
I don't like you, but that's besides the point.
I finished it again. I played through it again.
Really?
I really like watching me play it.
So now it's 3 hours.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
There you go.
I mean, I'm starting to think that this was done intentionally, that they wanted to make a game that you could sit through and play it in one sitting and, you know, in a reasonable one sitting time frame. So I don't know. You have to decide whether that was a good design decision or not. I think it works, I guess. Yeah, I'd totally recommend it. But then again, if you hear $15 in an hour and a half and you say no way, then... Definitely, you're not going to like it no matter what.
I think there's a very different distinction between $15 in an hour and a half, and I'll probably get flack for this, than, say, 5 hours for $60.
Yeah.
I think that's more egregious to charge, you know, a premium game.
What are you, Johnny Cochran now?
Yes. If the game fits, you must quit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But...
Yeah, $60 obviously is a much more significant investment.
Yeah, I think for me, the best games are always have both high quality and tend to be relatively lengthy. Mm-hmm. So,
there's a penis joke in there somewhere, but I'm just going to leave it alone.
Yeah,
it's in the vagina. That's where it's at.
Right. I'll look for it later. What else we got?
Are we still on new releases? My God.
Yep. Yep.
I blame you, Shipwreck. I blame
FIFA
you.
FIFA Street, I see here.
Yeah, FIFA Street.
There's a demo for it. I didn't like it. I just wanted like a straight up arcade soccer, and it was way too confusing. I saw there was a lot of controls for it. I didn't know what any of the terms meant because I'm not British. So I, yeah.
A pitch is the field that they play on.
I know. Thanks.
A keeper is a goalie.
Good, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What's a foot job?
That is when you rub your foot in someone's wang for an extended period of time until they ejaculate or they ask you to stop.
All right, we're getting disgusting now. Come on. It's really gross. All right.
I've been gone for a while. I have to get all this out of my system.
Right. All right. Let's move on. Let's do a quick little plug, because we haven't done one in a long time, for Audible.com and their audiobooks. They changed their promotion. Now you get a free 30-day trial and audiobook at audibletrial.com/cadcast. And apparently they have some Mass Effect books in there.
They do. And you should read those or listen to them. They're good. I listened to them.
I read the very first one that they gave out for free. They gave it out at E3 maybe? I don't remember, but I read it. And it was like a prequel to the first Mass Effect, I believe. It was good.
The one that I read takes place between 2 and 3. Hmm. So it's relevant to what's happening.
Excellent. So you can grab a free book and a free 30-day trial, audibletrial.com/cadcast. Got to make that monies. And let's move on. Should we talk about the MPDs? February MPDs are out. And of course, there's a big month. It was the Vita launch month. And I think we all need to congratulate Shipwreck, who apparently has nailed the launch numbers for Vita. He said 225,000, and apparently that's exactly the number. I'm reading on NeoGAF, and Sony, you know, if you remember, NPD changed their policy. They no longer release the hardware numbers. They leave it to the platform holders to release those numbers. And Sony, because they're not doing that hot, they don't release the numbers anymore. They just make statements like, you know, the Vita's flying off the shelves, or, you know, we're really happy with, you know, the sales so far. But apparently somebody figured out what the numbers were by taking different PR statements and figuring out like the percentages they used. And right, am I right, Shipwreck? Am I talking crazy here?
Or? No, that's how they did it. I mean, because they, the 360 gave their numbers and the Nintendo gave their numbers, and then you could kind of do the math to get to where the Vita was at, based off of what happened was they give a lot of, we're this percentage up from last month. And so if they had the numbers from last month, they could do it. So
right.
Yeah, it sold 225K in that little brief window that they reported.
It was only a few days.
I guess, kind of.
You guess
it was like two weeks if you count those initial bundles that went out, the special edition bundles.
Ah, I see. Right.
It was kind of a weird launch. So it's hard to say how many days truly counted, because I don't know. They might not have counted their special bundles until the normal bundle went on sale. I don't know. They sold 225,000 of them.
Whatever. That's what it is. It was at least a few days, and they sold 225,000. Yes, see, Sony, instead of releasing the numbers, they said, after months of anticipation, the U.S. launch of the PlayStation Vita saw an overwhelming enthusiasm amongst gamers, resulting in exceptional hardware, software, and peripheral sales. And blah, blah. Customer satisfaction rates are very high, and momentum will continue as gamers get their hands on the deep lineup of blockbuster titles.
Like Ridge Racer.
That take advantage of PS Vita's unique features, including cross-platform play with the PS3. How many games use that?
Baseball, and Shipwreck is like the expert on that game. So
no, baseball doesn't have cross-platform play, do they? It just is that. Oh, I don't know if they're talking about online play or they're talking about.
Oh, I was no, yeah. Swapping I was just talking saves. About swapping saves.
I know Wipeout has cross-platform online play. Most of the games don't really even have online play, like true online play. Anyway, so Shipwreck, you win. I mean, I don't know what you win, but.
You guessed
225,000. I guessed 200,000, and Wombat guessed 300,000. So we were all right there, pretty much.
So I think Sony knew this number was going to be around this. I mean, they had to. So.
They know, obviously. If anybody knows, they know.
Well, I know, but they had to know it going in too. So I don't think this is neither a like negative or a positive for them. Probably they probably knew this was what they were going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Like. In terms of comparing it to the 3DS launch, I think the 3DS sold about twice as many in its first month. I'm not quite sure how long a period it was out during that month.
Okay.
But then the 3DS numbers just like fell off a cliff after
exactly.
that first month.
Exactly. So is that going to happen with the Vita?
I think so.
This is where you answer.
answer the question.
I honestly, yes. That's not me being negative to Sony. You're saying I hate the Vita. I like the Vita, guys. It's just what I think is like what the market that it's in. I don't think it's there at $250 plus a memory card plus expensive games.
What is the right price? Do we want to do that next? Is that our new?
What's the next? What's the first price drop?
If they want to be aggressive, I say go in for what the 3DS is charging.
What's that one?
It seems like they have the margin to do, the room to do so. When they took apart the Vita, it was only like $110 worth of hardware.
So what does $150 get you? Does it get you just the standard Wi-Fi?
No. 3DS is $170.
Oh, $170?
Right?
Sorry, $170.
Hmm. Yeah, 3DS is $170.
So what does $170 get you?
$170 doesn't get you anything right now.
What in the theory, the hypothetical conversational world we're having, just the hardware for $170? Yeah,
just the Wi-Fi version for $170. I don't think this is going to happen. And who knows? Maybe they double their sales in the second month.
They're not going to be doubling their sales in the second month. I don't think. I hope they do.
Sure.
I should look on Amazon on my affiliate thing and see what's going on there. I haven't looked at that in a while.
They sold one at my Walmart. I'm happy to report.
People really love your Walmart reports.
And by love, I think he means people really hate it. But
yeah. Well, people who are, you know, big
I know, it's
fans
pretty funny to see the response.
I don't dislike the Vita as much as I dislike the people who love the Vita and have to feel like they have to defend it.
Well, that's what keeps you going. You know,
at all costs.
I think the Vita is a great piece of hardware. I really do. It's the best, like, most powerful handheld ever out there. I just think they need more concentration on what type of games are on it.
With the best controls.
Yeah, with the best controls.
Ever.
Yeah, no question about that.
I think you made a really good point when you, I don't know if we said this on the show, but maybe just privately, you were saying there's like a certain space that you think the game should fit in, right?
Yeah, I tweeted about this. I looked at Metacritic and it's pretty obvious what the top like rated games are on Metacritic. Mm-hmm. They're all almost kind of casual games or games that you could imagine on the iOS platform. Mm-hmm. But with better controls, or they're slightly like they're more fleshed out than what's on iOS. And then the next tier of games is all of the games that are like PlayStation 3 games that are dumbed down for the Vita. So the space I really think they could succeed in is concentrate on making games that are better than the iOS games. Don't concentrate on making games that are inferior to PS3 games.
That are priced basically at the same level as PS3 games.
Right. I think there's a market for that. I'm not saying that there's not a market for those type of games. I just think there's a bigger market
definitely for
games that are better than what's on iOS, because you have the better controls, you've got the better screen, you got the better processing. But it's not a PS3, guys. It's not a PS3.
It's like, not. It's not in any shape or way, shape or form. In fact, the top downloaded games on the Vita was Escape Plan and Super Stardust. And what does that tell you? I mean, those games obviously didn't have a huge marketing budget. You know, they're just the price is right and the type of game is right. And that's why, and I think I totally agree. And I would buy, you know, I would love to see like $10, $15 games like that on the Vita. I think that's the sweet spot.
That MotorStorm game is great.
Yep.
And it's fantastic. Yeah. I bought DLC for it this week. They put out a new DLC for $1.50 for PlayStation Plus members. I bought it. It's good.
Yeah, it takes a little while. We talked about it last week. It takes a little while to get the controls down. But once you do and you realize, hey, these are controls for a remote control car. It's not supposed to be a regular car. Then you get it and then it starts to click and it's fun.
Yeah. And it's got all the leaderboards in there. It just does a very good job. And I think if they they concentrate more effort in that, like just right up front on the development. And I know this is sounding like I'm telling Sony, a multi-billion dollar company, whatever, how to run their stuff. And I am. That's what I'm doing here.
They need
here.
More people sure. to tell them how to run their multi-billion dollar company.
They need direction in how to capture the North American market. In Japan, they do fine. In Europe, they do fine. North America, they could do much better than what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. There is a market for those, you know, almost as good as console games, but it's just not as big as the market for, hey, here's a cool $10 game that is going to be probably better than 99% of the stuff on iPhone. And that appeals to a wider audience.
Yeah. Highlight that the Vita is a great device. Don't highlight that it's not capable of being the PS3.
Exactly.
Because it really is a great piece of hardware.
Yeah, but hopefully we'll see more smaller games on there. You know, I don't mean dollar iPhone ports. I mean, you know, like Escape Plan or the, what was the Mutant Blob game?
Yeah, that's a great game. Mutant Blobs Attack.
And MotorStorm, and that MotorStorm game is free in America, so you
I think people have stopped listening by now.
Okay, all right. Then,
thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah. See you
next week.
Hey,
I think we've said the same thing 4 weeks in a row now.
Okay. Well, no, we didn't talk about it all last week.
I
think that's a respectful criticism.
You waited for me to come back to talk about the console I don't have.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I've been playing the Vita a lot. It's the new console. Like, it's interests me greatly what's going on with the Vita. That's the honest truth. Like, I'm fascinated by the decisions made, by, like, what's out there for it. It's just a very interesting subject for me.
Yeah, so. It is interesting. Sure. It's like, you know, look, like it or not, we are pundits. Video game industry pundits. You know, you may not think that we're right, but that's what we
I think the most interesting thing about it is that despite your claims, not that your claims are wrong, despite what you're saying, I still have no interest in one.
I can understand that.
I just don't have any interest at all. And it's probably just the place I'm in right now.
Is it a price thing? Or is it
That's what's so interesting. I don't know if it's necessarily a price thing, although that's definitely part of it. I don't want to spend $400 right now to get everything I would need.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really not in the question at all. If I'm spending $400, I'll probably be getting my wife a new laptop.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be some laptop, by the way.
It'll be more than she needs. But it's just, you know, there's nothing on it I feel like I need to be playing.
There's that too. I mean, we looked at the new releases the other day. You know, GameStop has it's like 14 games available, 13 games available for pre-order. You know, and they're all, you know, like going to be basically PS3 Lite games.
And I just don't know. I mean, I don't feel like I'm missing anything, and I don't have the money to spend on it right now. And I think that's right. A position that many people are in, hence the number, that 225 number. I don't think it's crazy. Yeah. I don't think it's insulting to the Vita. I think I'm just stating maybe the obvious. It's expensive, and there's nothing that I feel like I need to have. And I think a lot of the PlayStation audience in North America may skew a little older. Because it's a very sophisticated console. And that may be part of the issue. Maybe.
All right, let's move off the Vita, like you said. People are
sure, because I started talking about it.
Well, I don't know. I thought you were done.
I am done. That's fine. I'm done.
Something else?
Let's talk about Syndicate and its 34,000 sales.
Yeah, what happened there? When did that come out? What was the release date on that?
I have no idea. I want to say
last day. It doesn't really matter, does
it?
No.
It's the same.
It came out on the 21st.
I had a good 9 days of sales, the first week of sales.
That's not good. Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about the rest of the MPDs. I forgot that we were doing that. So what do we got here? We got Modern Warfare 3, still number one. Final Fantasy 13-2 is number two. And UFC Uncharted 3 is number 3. Kingdoms of Amalur comes in at number 4.
Surprisingly low.
Surprisingly low?
What? I think that's pretty decent.
I think for the newest game of the month, I expected it to be higher than, I don't know, I expected it to be higher than Final Fantasy.
Why?
What?
Well, when did Final Fantasy come out?
Does it matter?
Like, well,
Final Fantasy is like, people know
didn't
that.
Didn't Final Fantasy is. Come out in January, or am I making that up?
That came out in February.
Was it February?
Sure.
That's what I'm asking. If they both came out in February, then yes, Final Fantasy should be higher.
Yeah.
But I thought Kingdoms of Amalur would do better. I just did.
Nah.
I've sunk over 20 hours into that game, by the way.
You enjoy it?
I am. I know people think I just don't play games anymore. It's just that I've only been playing that game, and I didn't think people really wanted me to talk about it every week.
Right. I still keep my eye on that game. I'm waiting for the price to come down. Do you just skip through all the dialogue?
I skip through most of the dialogue. I mean, it's definitely one of those, okay, I'll just do this one more thing and then I'll go to bed kind of games.
Okay.
I like collecting all the junk. Some of the weapons are pretty cool, and some of the combos are kind of interesting. But it could definitely use more variety, but I still think it's very good. I think it's very good. So,
you know what's not good? Your connection to Skype.
Oh, am I losing you?
Maybe. Let's round up the rest of these games here. Just Dance 3, number 5, NBA 2K12, Soul Calibur 5, Skyrim, Twisted Metal comes in at number 9, and Battlefield 3 at number 10. So Twisted Metal sold 221,000 copies. Is that good or bad? I guess that's good.
It's in the top 10, so
and it's an exclusive to PS3. I think they got to be pretty happy with that. And then, as you said, Syndicate 34,000 and Asura's Wrath 36,000 units. And on the hardware side, the 360 came in first, and the place at 426,000 and PS3 at 360. 3DS at 262,000, and the Wii 228,000, and the Vita 225,000. So the Wii, basically everything outsold the Vita except the old DS.
And to explain my Final Fantasy confusion, the game came out January 31st. Yep. So that's why I thought it came out a month earlier than it did. So
all right, don't worry about it. We still love
it. This is you.
Right. All right, anything... Did you want to talk about MLB The Show, Chip, or just tell people to read your review?
And comment.
Read my review, comment. That game is okay. It's got a lot of issues. I came across another issue that was not in my review, like since I wrote it. There's this new issue where I was in the outfield, like playing with my creative player, and all of a sudden the entire screen just goes pitch black. But the game keeps playing. Power outage.
It's a feature.
So the ball gets pitched, it gets hit, and I'm just running around with a black screen, like trying to find the ball.
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't find it. The other outfield, I guess, found it. Like, he probably ran over and picked it up.
Did the lights come back on?
The next pitch, the lights were back on.
Oh.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right. So I don't know. I traded that to a CAG for. I'm getting Hot Shots Golf.
Sweet. Yeah. Sweet. That's supposed to be good. All right, cool. Let's move on here. Did you see that Phil Harrison, formerly of Sony, is now going to be heading Microsoft's European game studios? Tall, bald people represent.
I think that's very interesting. And I'm like, is it shocking? Is it. I don't know. I mean, Peter Molyneux did it for... How long was he the head of the game studios?
What's
how
that?
Long was Peter Molyneux at the job?
Well, Peter Molyneux, that wasn't his job. Peter Molyneux was at Lionhead.
I thought he was also...
No, that was his job, too.
Oh, he had double duty?
Yeah, he had double duty, which double duty just means Lionhead and Rare.
Right. I see.
So that's what this job is. I don't know. He was there for at least a few years.
15 years.
Well, no, that's Lionhead. Lionhead. But I'm talking about at the big job. I'm just curious, you know, like, I don't know what the expectations are or, you know, what do you think his focus is going to be the next generation and what Rare is going to be doing with avatars on the Xbox 9000?
Right. I don't know. His expectations that he's going to be tall and bald.
That's all you need.
Pretty sure. So, yeah. He's taller than me, I think.
He's good for some good quotes, too, though. So I'm looking forward to those. Like, he was never afraid to, like, just say some crazy stuff.
Like, Rumble is a last generation feature?
Right. Like, I'm looking forward to those quotes in the future.
I don't know if he said that, by the way. I don't think that was him. That was a good quote. What else we got here? Oh, Alan Wake sold 2 million copies. It took a couple of years, but they hit 2 million. I still haven't finished the American Nightmare. I forgot to finish it. But I will. I promise. Let's see what else here. Nintendo? You play anything on Nintendo things?
I've been playing Crush 3D on my Nintendo thing.
Mm-hmm.
The 3DS. Did you guys play Crush on the PSP?
No.
Do you remember what it is?
It's a Sega game, right?
It is a Sega game. It's the puzzle platformer where you crush down from 3D to 2D. It's kind of like playing an MC Escher.
Yeah, yeah, puzzle. I know the game now. Yes.
This is a remake of that game. And they've obviously added 3D, but what they've done is the original game was all like geometry wars, like really bright, abstract shapes and colors, or like it was just hard to tell what was going on in addition to the game being really challenging. This time around, it's a much more straightforward. You can tell what's going on. The game's still really hard though. And the art style isn't as appealing, even though now it's more useful. So I don't know. I got stuck in this game 5 years ago. I'm stuck in this game again now.
Nice. But
I think it's only sold at GameStop too.
It's a GameStop exclusive.
Yeah, it's a GameStop exclusive. I think it's $20.
All right.
So that's not bad.
Cool. What else we got here? Michael Pachter said that he believes, let me find the exact quote here, talking about the Wii U. Okay, he says, I think it's that if in fact it's a lot like an Xbox 360 in terms of graphics, frame rate, and control scheme, then it's probably not going to sell well unless it's priced a lot cheaper. And I don't think they're launching the console at $150. So yeah, I think they're about to Dreamcast themselves. I don't think the Wii U is going to be as popular as probably Nintendo thinks it's going to be.
Is that a verb now? Can I say that about things?
Dreamcast.
Yeah, like Shipwreck was really good, you know, last week, but this week he really dreamcasted himself.
I think you can.
Okay.
I agree with him. I think that the Wii name at this point is, you know, has lost a lot of its luster. Of course we haven't really seen anything of it, so I could totally change my opinion come this E3. But to me it just sounds like, you know, it's going to be not as good as an iPad, but probably cost somewhere in that neighborhood. Well,
no,
nah,
it's not going to cost $600.
Well, iPad's $500.
Fine. If it won't cost $500 either.
It won't cost $500. It'll cost. I think people are going to look at it.
$300.
I think because it has the controller looks like a tablet, people are going to think about an iPad when they look at it, and it's probably won't compare too favorably in terms of the functionality.
People, I think you're wrong.
I think you're wrong.
I think you're off base on this, yes.
You think people are still enamored by the Wii name and they'll just go for whatever Nintendo puts out?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I wholeheartedly believe as soon as this stuff starts showing up on the Today Show and all the talk shows and...
See, I don't know if that can happen, though, because I don't think it's going to show as well
on TV. Yeah, I think what the great thing about the Wii was how well it showed on those morning shows with Al Roker dancing around trying to play tennis.
Right.
Made
it still
for good
has
TV.
That stuff, though.
But they did it. They already showed it.
Yeah, it's not the same thing anymore. As, look, I'm holding up a screen, and when I touch the screen, there's something on my TV. It's not as engaging for morning television as a segment. It may be more fun and it may be better functionality, but it doesn't make for better television. And that's going to be the real issue.
Yeah. And of course, like I said, nobody really knows much about it. And come this E3, I reserve the right to completely change my opinion. But right now, I think it's not going to have nearly the success that the Wii has, we enjoy.
Well, that's obvious. I mean, following up the Wii success would be like almost impossible.
Yeah, I don't think it's a matter of matching the Wii success. I think it's a matter of being a success on its own. And that may be a challenge in itself. But I do think that that's entirely
possible.
No, it's
going to be a success.
I said it's
going to be a
success. I disagreed with you.
It's families know Nintendo.
Right.
Everybody's going to buy Nintendo for their families.
Right.
Because everybody thinks it's family friendly.
Right.
Because that's the image they put out.
Right.
It's got Mario. Right. That is the strength of Nintendo, is their internal properties. Because they know how to design great games.
Although there's been a shift.
Fun for
there's
everybody.
Been a pretty, you know, not a huge shift, but in the last year, maybe year, 2 years, Microsoft has really gained a foothold in the family gaming console market. The Kinect has really helped that. Games like Fruit Ninja have really helped that. And it may not be as attractive to buy a Wii U for those families, you know, to buy a Wii U next year for those families that just bought a 360 within the last 12 months.
Well, no, but that's a different market.
But it isn't. You're talking games for the family. No,
people may see Kinect and think like, hey, this is the new hotness. I don't need
Well, there
a
are people that there is going to be people that just bought a Kinect and aren't necessarily going to be looking for a new console next year because to them, the Xbox is
Well, no,
new.
That person won't be, but
yeah,
it's the early adopter families again. This thing's going to come out. Nintendo's not stupid. They're going to put it out in a time of year that's going to be perfect for when the holidays come around. Like it might launch early in the summer or something, but it's going to be ripe with Mario games. There's going to be a Mario Kart for it right around Christmas time. And then it's going to come out and it's going to be on the front of the Toys R Us catalog. It's going to be, hey, I got to buy my kid something for Christmas. This thing's $250 and I'm done.
Right. I just wonder, like, I have friends who, you know, have families and they're not big gamers anymore. And I'm sure they bought Wiis. And I wonder if they are interested in a new Wii system at this point.
Oh, there's definitely some of that. But I think Pachter's saying that it's going to Dreamcast itself.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to get them out of the hardware business. I mean, you know what? But I still think this conversation is really premature. And even for Pachter to say that is really premature.
I think he should be used to being premature.
Are you talking about his penis going into
his vagina? I'm talking. Of course I am.
Okay.
The show has a theme.
I think it would have to Saturn itself before it Dreamcast itself, right?
Right.
I don't even. Has Nintendo.
You
yeah,
have
I guess,
another fail.
I guess the GameCube would be CDing itself.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah, so is the Sega CD.
But then again, Mark Raine, vice president of Epic Games, says that he would be shocked if the Wii U doesn't do well. He says, I like the Wii U. I think E3 will be a big eye-opener for people. I played Batman Arkham City on Wii U, and they're doing some really cool stuff with the controller. So, all right. I think he's right. We should maybe we will be blown away at E3. Or maybe it'll just blow.
I think the head of Epic knows what he's talking about.
Okay, I will give you that for sure. Let's move on. Someone's got an app on the iPhone.
I do. I used it today. It's called Zombies Run.
I know about this.
Okay, it's a fitness game where you're trying to survive a zombie apocalypse. So you go out and you go walking or you go running, and it's like it's giving you this whole basically like reading like an audio story to you about how it starts out, your helicopter crashes, and there's these people like radio broadcasting that are trying to like steer you to their camp. So you're out there, you're walking, and it like alternates between this and your music. But then all of a sudden it'll come on and say, oh my gosh, there's a big pack of zombies behind you. and it starts like beeping like a proximity like signal, and it starts beeping faster when the zombies are closer to you. So you have to run or walk or pick up your pace for like a minute until you've outrun these zombies.
Game's expensive.
$7, $8. Yeah, $8. It was curious to me, so I went ahead and went with it. But like, and while you're out, you like, as you're out exercising, you can do it like on a treadmill or whatever too, but it like periodically you'll find items, like you'll find like bottled water or med kits, or like broken radios or stuff like that. And you bring those back, and then when you're back home, you can level up your camp. So like, you get better hospitals and stuff, and then that's how you get more people in your camp and you unlock new missions. It's kind of a neat idea.
Sounds like a really good idea.
It's not expertly done, but I think at a first stab here, this was all like a Kickstarter funded development and everything. So you get 30 different episodes, which I think every episode is about a half hour
long. And there's a real story, or like the whole time you're doing whatever, running or walking.
Yeah, like the first mission, I crashed out of the helicopter. Then I had to like run towards a tower, and like it doesn't matter which direction you're running, really, because they can't tell you to run a certain direction. You're going to run out into traffic,
and people will do that because they're stupid.
Right? It's like take a right, and then you just be getting sued left and right. So I went to the tower, then I went to the hospital to find some supplies, and now I'm running back to the camp to meet everybody. So, and the whole premise is that you are a runner for supplies for this this camp that's trying to survive this zombie outbreak.
Pretty cool.
So, yeah, it got me to like go out and exercise for a half hour. Nice. So,
all right then.
I would like to recommend Poker Pals for the iPhone as well.
Oh, what is that? Poker game?
It's kind of like a combination of, I guess, poker meets dominoes. And I don't know if the full version is free anymore. It was a few days ago. It may be $1 now. But it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's a simple game. It's made by the guys who made Cut the Rope. Is it Chilingo? Chilingo?
Okay.
It's, you know, it has turn-based multiplayer, you know, over the internets.
It is still free, by the way.
It is still free.
I'm downloading it right now.
Excellent. Or you could play against the computer AI. It's just a very simple, addictive little, you know, card-type game. If you liked Fairway Solitaire, which I recommended before, then you'll probably enjoy this game. It's not as robust a game, but it's also free.
You know what we forgot to talk about?
What?
Mass Effect.
I started that game yesterday.
We got to talk about it. This will be a spoiler-free discussion.
Well, I don't think I'm far enough in the game to spoil anything.
I'm only 7 hours into it.
Well, I'm only 2 hours in, and maybe 2.5.
I got to say, dude, when you fly into that Citadel for the first time and you get off the ship, I mean, my mouth was agape.
Agape?
Yes. I'm Johnny Cochran also. I mean, I was
Citadel
blown.
Citadel fits.
My Mrs. Cheapy was sitting right with me, and we were just blown away by the look of the game, by the graphics, the art. I mean, they've obviously have taken a cue from the J.J. Abrams Star Wars lens
Star
flare.
Trek. Star Trek.
Star Trek lens flare explosion. But if
orange and blue and lens flare, that's all you have to do to make something.
Man, it looks phenomenal. Totally. It's amazing.
It's an exceptionally good looking game. My wife is very interested in watching me play it. Mm-hmm. I was able to import my character from Mass Effect 1 with no problem.
Wait, you were?
Well, I didn't change his face ever, so.
Oh, you had the default Shepard.
I always had the default Shepard because I kind of like that look. So I
had a problem.
Yeah, I know. I heard. So
you know what
that's
I did to get around the problem?
You just remade the face?
No. So there's a workaround to do it. And I read there's a blog called like Fuck Yeah Mass Effect on Tumblr. So here's how you can get around the problem, because people have asked me, and now I will tell you. If you still have a copy of Mass Effect 2, you load up that game and you start a new game and you import your character from Mass Effect 1. Okay? Then you start the game, and you remember how the game starts off where, well, I guess this is a spoiler if you haven't played Mass Effect 2, but, you know, with the ship blowing up, and you have to walk through the ship, and then you get remade. So you have to go through all that. And then when it comes time to save the game for the first time, you have to save the game to a USB, you know, flash drive.
Okay? This sounds like such a pain in the ass. Dude, but yes, keep going.
You have no idea. Well, you're going to have an idea. You save it to the flash drive. Then you need a PC, okay? So you take the flash drive, plug it into a PC. You have to download a piece of software that will help you, that will extract the save file from the flash drive, okay? So now you extract the file, save it to your computer. Now you take that file and you have to upload it to some Mass Effect website that will take your save file and pull out the slider settings and the face code settings from your, you know, from your character. So then once you get that code, you can then go ahead with your import on Mass Effect 3. And then when it gives you the error saying it can't pull the face out of it, you can enter in that code and it will get you pretty close to what you have. I mean, basically identical to what you have, except some of the, there's some new variables, I guess. So you'll have to do a little bit of tweaking. But that's about it. And it took me, of course, the first time I tried it while I was playing Mass Effect 2, right before it saved, it crashed. So I had to do the whole thing over again. So it took me, you know, I would say over a half an hour to do that. But boy, was it worth it when you see my guy's handsome face. Totally worth it.
I'm enjoying my default Shepard. You know what I wasn't expecting? I don't know if this is a spoiler or not. I didn't expect to start at such a high level by importing my character.
Didn't that happen with 2, though?
It did. I think I just forgot. And yeah, it just,
I did,
know,
too, actually.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa, how did I get to be level 31 already?
Yep. What are you playing? Somebody wanted to know what we're playing as.
You know, my guy's been a soldier since Mass Effect 1, so I'm still playing as a soldier. I'm just used to those skills.
I'm Vanguard. Ship?
I'm an infiltrator.
Is that the guy that turns invisible?
Yes.
That sounds good.
I like the different types of ammo. Like my wife has thought the cryo ammo was really cool. I like incendiary ammo. I also like shouting incendiary at my television.
Okay, you do use Kinect.
Oh, yeah. Using Kinect is amazing with this game. I don't care. I know, Cheapy, I listened to last week's show. I know how you feel about it, and there's going to be no change in your mind. But
you're right.
I know. I'm just getting that out of the way.
Okay.
I find it to be fun, and that's all that matters. At the end of the day, I enjoy it, and I don't have to care whether you do or not.
Yeah. I like shooting, or I like shouting out Singularity instead of going to a radio menu and trying to remember where it's at on the radio menu.
Yeah, I think it works better in combat than it does in non-combat situations. I think sometimes selecting your dialogue choice is faster. I think pushing the button to open a door is faster. But when you're in cover and you actually want to switch from cryo ammo to incendiary ammo, it's actually faster to say cryo.
And I wonder if I would see Ty. Actually, I put Ty to bed, I guess, 2 nights ago. And we started playing Mass Effect, and he came out of bed and came into the living room and complained that the game was too loud. So I don't know if I can use Kinect.
You can't. There's no way.
I don't know. I don't have to yell that loud. It's not like I'm shouting at my TV.
I could put the Kinect. I mean, it just doesn't do anything with the camera, right? So I can put the Kinect wherever I want. I could put it
theoretically,
right next
to yes.
Me.
Yeah.
Maybe I should try it. It's not fair for me to complain about it if I don't try it.
Yeah, you should try it, because I think it works really
well. Yeah, I think, you know what, for something that's not necessary for the game, it's a very nifty idea and a fun implementation for something that's completely optional.
Yeah. All right, that's not fair.
If it was required, I could understand your bitching.
Right.
But because it's it's basically just a little throwaway thing. But I think it does add something to the game. You know, like with Shipwreck, trying to get Liara to use her singularity because it's the most effective thing against those shield guys, which I hate, by the way.
No, it's not. You know what the most effective thing against the shield guys is?
Please tell me. Tell me.
Pull.
I'd love to. pull. I don't have pull either.
Because you pull the shields right away from them.
Oh, that's good. I need to take someone with me who has pull.
Yeah, it's the best thing.
That's cool. That's good to know.
Yes.
Yeah, all my stuff does nothing. You know, grenades do jack against those shield guys.
Have you tried the multiplayer at all?
Not since the beta demo.
You know it ties into the single player, right?
No.
You know how when you start the game up and it has like the galaxy readiness and those percentages?
Oh.
That it goes up when you play the multiplayer.
Then I should play more multi. I should play.
Or when you play the iOS
yeah,
game.
Yeah, I have that set too.
Yeah. That's not so exciting.
No, it's really not. And it's slow and it takes forever to load.
It's cool that it has the codec stuff and it's all voiced, but I'm not sure if I'm just going
to
say.
But you need a Wi-Fi connection to get it to work.
Oh, I was talking about the iOS game.
Oh, the game. You're talking about the actual game.
Oh, I was talking about the other, yeah, the datapad app.
No, not the datapad. The actual game. You can, that ties into your main Mass Effect 3 game as well.
That should be on Vita because I don't want to play it because I know the controls are no good.
Exactly. Right? Like that makes more sense to me is to tie in games like that to existing games on the console.
Yeah.
Did you guys buy From Ashes?
No.
I bought the collector's edition, so yes.
You definitely have it. Yeah, I'm still...
I can't believe everybody doesn't have that.
What, the collector's edition?
The From Ashes.
You can't believe it's not included in the main game, or you can't believe everybody doesn't pay $10 for it?
I can't believe that isn't included in the main game.
Oh, so you've gotten up to parts where it's necessary. Well, you've played it.
That was the first mission I did once I could start selecting missions.
And I guess it's that integral?
It's very interesting if you've been with the series the whole time. So
I need to spend $10 on this thing.
Yeah, you do.
Right,
you
so do.
Great.
I think I actually have the points from all the Xbox Live rewards that I've collected. So I guess it's not that bad, but still, how do I feel about this? I understand that it's the DLC that comes with the collector's edition, so giving non-collector's edition people a chance to get that content, I think, is a good idea. It's something I don't think you were able to do with Dragon Age 2. So, in that sense, I like it. I don't like the fact that it appears to be necessary for your complete enjoyment of the game, despite what Casey Hudson said yesterday.
Yeah, it seems like it's pretty big part of the story.
Yeah, and I know Zaid, I could have taken or leave in. That's not even a word. from the second game, but I was still happy to have him.
I think you were looking for unleavened.
Unleavened, yeah, he was taken or unleavened. So I think the real problem with this is perception. And I really do place the blame on, I guess it would fall under EA or BioWare, I guess, has their own marketing team.
But is there any way to make it not look like they've just...
Well, that's the challenge of that job. I'm sure it's a difficult job, and I'm sure they are compensated for that difficult job. And if they're on... The mistake and the failure is that people do care and people are complaining about it. Whether they're right to complain about it or not, the fact that so many, and it doesn't feel like a minority. We're not talking like, you know, a very small segment of people complaining.
But they got those people's money, so maybe they don't care.
Does that make it right?
No, but maybe in their eyes it does.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where, you know, and did they have their money? Are there people that didn't buy this game because of that From Ashes DLC? Probably not.
More than made up for it with the number of people who either bought the collector's edition or paid the $10.
Yeah, it's a very interesting situation, but I don't, you know, a lot of people are blaming the developers.
You don't know the whole story, right?
We
don't know who to blame.
Exactly.
I blame you, Wombat.
Most
have
people
you found
do.
Ship, since you played, how many hours have you put in so far, Ship?
Only like five, maybe.
Oh, I've played the most? Oh, because your wife.
Mrs. Shipwreck's been playing it.
Right. I got to a part, it's not really a spoiler to say, but there's a part called The Academy, and I died so many times. I had to rage quit. I like died like 15 times in a row, more probably. And I was just like, F this. I turned it off and went to bed. But I did get by there last night. I finished it. So I hear that the game does get pretty hard, and I heard the end part is incredibly hard. So I don't know. Super Programmer John said he had to turn the difficulty to casual or whatever the easiest setting is. He said it was really hard with a soldier.
Then maybe I'll probably wind up doing the same thing.
Right. At least they let you change the difficulty.
Mrs. Shipwreck refuses to turn down the difficulty. So
we'll
see if she can get through it.
Well, I was away for a week, so I was only able to open it up yesterday, and we're doing this show tonight. So
yeah, the game's awesome though. And I'm curious. I know that people are outraged by the ending. And in fact, these guys are running a charity to try to get BioWare to redo the ending, and I don't know what the ending is, and I don't want to know, but I don't know. I'm sort of interested to see what it is. I mean, I have an idea of what it is, and because I can only think of really one thing that would piss people off, so I don't know. Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see on that one. Yeah, so I guess time for CagBag tweets, etc. Madman 1990 wants us to talk about the huge impact of raising the gamer score limit for arcade games from 200 to 400 points, and how Sony may copy it. I don't know why he put that in there, but is that going to be a huge?
Well, let's touch on the Sony part first.
Yeah.
How do they cop more trophies? I have no correlation between what achievements are to what trophies are, like none. I cannot correlate my level and number of trophies on PS3 to my
game playing time
gamer score.
Right. You know that if somebody has a gamer score of 50,000, they've played like a lot, not as much as you, Shipwreck, but they've played a lot of Xbox, right?
Sure.
But I don't know what it would be a lot on PS3. What would be a lot of trophies?
I'm a level 11.
I don't even know what I am
on PS3.
I'm sure it's not much.
So I don't think this has an impact on PS3 like as at all. I don't think that's gonna more gamer score versus potentially fewer trophies. I don't think that's gonna sway too many people whether or not.
Oh, that's what he's talking. Okay, I see.
The 360 right. version over the
he's PSN. Implying maybe that if Sony doesn't do the same, then people would be more apt to buy their multi-platform downloadable games on Xbox. I see. Okay. You think more people will be you're more likely to buy an arcade game now just in general because there's a higher gamer score attached to it?
I don't understand how they're going to do this. Because the way that I read it, people had the option of going up to 400 points now. Hmm. Why wouldn't you? If you had the option, like, you want to put as many gamer score or achievements in as possible. Sure. Because that attracts people to buy
your
game.
Not me, but I guess there's other people who care about that stuff.
Sure, it does. It does. But are they going to increase, like, the price of games to like $20 then?
I would hope not. I don't see how. I mean, maybe I'm in the minority here. I don't see how adding more gamer score points adds to the value of the game.
People think about it. There's some people that's they think
I don't
about
think
is
as many people as you might think it is, though.
Could be.
And personally, I'd rather see more avatar awards than achievement points, because at least those are. For intangibles, those are more tangible intangibles for me.
Right. You can at least, it means something more.
Yeah.
I like this move in that it gives the opportunity to give more achievements. I don't really care about the gamer score. I just like getting achievements.
Oh, I definitely think it's a positive thing. I just don't think it's necessarily anything controversial.
All right. Okay, let's see what else we got here. Johnny Cisco 52 wants to know if any of us have any plans for PAX East. Are we going? Is anybody going?
I'm getting my taxes done on Saturday. Does that count for anything?
No.
They both have X's in it.
No. I don't even know what it is. Ship, you're not going, right?
No, I'm not going. Isn't it during Easter?
Oh, I thought it was this weekend.
I asked the Jewish guys.
I don't know. I don't know. So no, none of us are going, to answer your question. I'm thinking of going to the PAX Prime, and I think Shipwreck is too.
Mrs. Ship has already taken off time for PAX Prime.
All right. Okay, so.
And now I'm Johnny Cochran.
Let's see. What else we got here? Bray Toast wants to know what the hell happened to Kmart. They had such great deals. They lost too much money. Man, that guy is gone. Josh is gone. Josh, the bringer of game deals, is gone. I'd like to think that, I don't know. I mean, right? Didn't like they, they're going to be closing down a bunch of stores and stuff. They're having, you know, big problems. So that's, I guess they've put all the initiative to have game deals sort of in the back burner. AF Writer wants to know, does Binary Domain prove the game media wrong that Japanese game development is on a decline? Do you think it improves upon Gears, Shipwreck?
Gears is by far a better game than Binary Domain is, but it's more of an anomaly than proving the media wrong about Japanese game decline, I think. Like, it shows that Japan can get it right and that it can do things correctly, like, for the Western audience. But I don't know. It takes more than Binary Domain, because Binary Domain is good, but not in the level of, like, a Gears of War.
But you're saying that all Japanese games don't suck? Is that what you're saying?
That is my motto.
That is your motto.
Yes, I have that in stencils on the side of my car. Right. I put that on
Rob Wombat, what did you think of that guy? You heard about that while you were gone?
I did hear about that. I think that his method was probably not proper.
But he was a little rude?
I think he was definitely a little rude. But I mean, is he... I don't think it's fair to say that all Japanese games suck, but I will say that I have very little interest in most Japanese games.
Right.
So there you go. That's, I think, the maybe a better, more appropriate way to say it. Like, I personally am not very interested in Japanese developed
games. Anything
would
have been better. The only thing that could have been worse is if he said "fuck you" during his your. He said your games suck.
He said your games suck, and the penis goes in the vagina.
Right. Fuck you, asshole. Get the fuck out of my conference. Go back to Japan. Racial slur. Racial slur. Racial slur. Zen. Kurdus wants to know how we store our physical games. I basically have them piled in a tower, but there's no, I don't have any furniture for it. I have all the games that like I might play at some point sitting near my television, just stacked on top of each other behind a curtain, you know, behind my window curtain. And then I have a shitty bookshelf in my office with the games like, you know, PGA Tour 09 and NHL 09, like games that like there's no chance I'll ever play, are just sitting in a bookshelf that is starting to sort of, the shelves are caving in. What about you, Wombat?
I keep everything. I have a big TV stand type thing with doors, so most of my games are in there. I also keep some in a basket in the basement.
It puts the games in the basket.
Exactly.
Shipwreck, you have like a shrine somewhere in your house?
Well, I have like the 100 most likely games I'm going to play in my... we have this TV stand, I guess similar to Wombat's, that has like doors that swing out and hold a whole bunch of stuff inside. So I have that, and then in my basement I have like a few bookshelves down there. I would say like 3 or 4 bookshelves, and then like probably 10 or 12 Rubbermaid tubs.
You have a lot of games.
I have a couple of games.
I'm still waiting for the video, the collection video.
They're just all in like... It's just all Rubbermaid tubs. It's not ready
yet.
I got to finish the basement
first.
Can
you pour all the games into your bathtub and then take a bath in them?
Just the one bathtub?
Well, not all. I don't mean just fill up a bathtub.
The heart-shaped one or the champagne glass-shaped one?
I could probably do it in the heart-shaped one.
Oh, The Verge came out with their iPad review. They gave it 9.3. That's pretty good.
That just made my whole day. Thank you for sharing.
The good. Yeah, I'll give you the rundown.
that just meant absolutely nothing to me because who needs to review the iPad
at this point? But they said outstanding display. Camera is greatly improved. More RAM, better processor.
At what point do they start to compare it to, say, nachos?
Not as cheesy and delicious as nachos. Right? That's under bad stuff.
So then there you go. Why buy one?
iOS lacking some features, not as delicious as nachos. Mine shipped already. It's on its way, baby. Coming tomorrow.
You enjoy it.
I will. Oh, I'll enjoy it.
I know.
Let's see. That's it.
I think so.
We are done. So that let us remind you to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/cheapassgamer. I just switched to the new page design with a really crummy graphic, cheapassgamer forum graphic. So do that. And follow us on Twitter, of course, cheapyd, wombat5277, and shipwreck. And of course, get your free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/cadcast and get your free audiobook. And maybe you want a Mass Effect book because you like video games and that is a good video game. And yeah, that is it. So we'll see you next time, baby.
Bread's done.
That was sad.
Bread's done.
Better.
The bread's done. The bread goes in the dun.